I just wanted to make my point that I gave you everything you needed to know. So if you think you're fooling everybody that you're doing such a wonderful job about these complaints that you have with these city employees, you're not. Swenson should be in jail.
So let's talk about this a moment, Mr. Drake. On the allegation that you made, there were three separate investigations done on your complaint. I did one, the state's attorney did one, and the board of directors for the community service program did one. Each one of those three individual bodies could not find anything wrong.
The problem with that is, if you think that a person can work 4,000 hours in a year and not overlap their time, you, the other two investigations, are not even thinking clearly. If that was the case, they would have to work 17 hours a day, all year long, to do that.
I would suggest, Mr. Drake, that you still have the opportunity to come down and talk to me and I'll show you my math.
You can show your math, you can show me your math all you want. But when Officer Swenson, I've got three other police officers and two sheriff's deputies that said Swenson was on the clock when he got calls to come down for the other job that he has for the county.
And I asked you for those names and you didn't give them to me.
How about you go and ask them? How about you do your job, go up to the county and say, hey, Randy, is this true? Did this happen? Could you give me the names of your officers and do your job and investigate? No, why do I have to do that?
You're the one that's making the complaint, so I'm curious of the information you know.
If I tell you that there's officers that are deputies that Swenson was on the job as a police officer and then goes to community service, has to come down to meet a community service person, you don't want to go and ask those guys if they heard that because I didn't give their names?
It may be interesting news to you there, Mr. Drake, but you know some of those
Don't be so condescending.
Some of those people at the sheriff's office don't particularly like Dave Swenson, just like some of the personnel.
Because he's a bad cop.
Well, he's not here anymore, is he?
It took you how many years? How many complaints did I make against Swenson? And every one of these people in this room said I was the bad guy.
You made one complaint to me.
I made about 8 complaints to you.
No, you made one to me.
I made a bunch of complaints to Mr. Shelgraf. I'm not going to get into an argument with you. The thing that I don't like you, and I didn't want to talk to you. I made enough information that you could have prosecuted anybody with the information that I gave you, and you choose not to. And for all this, the things that you've said is a bunch of crap.
You seem to forget something about the criminal justice process, Mr. Drake, is the police department doesn't prosecute. We investigate. We send the information to the state's attorney's office. He is the one that decides to prosecute.
Again, another condescending comment. I already know all that, and so does everybody else. I asked you, I gave you sheriffs. I said 3 sheriffs. You chose not to go ask them. That is not investigating. That is just saying, I'm not concerned about what Mr. Drake says. The audacity that you have to stand up there and say you investigate with vigor and investigate with everything that you have to make sure that the people in Valley City are protected is bull.